Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're still live. Okay. We're almost here, Ryan. Good evening, good evening. We're here live. We have a pretty good show for you today. We're going to be talking about love and relationships. Boy, that's my favorite topic. Love to talk about love. First of all, we're going to do a full show on love and relationships today, you know? Why relationships are failing, why people aren't staying together, why they're having so much trouble. It's absolutely amazing, you know? I was checking to make sure the number's right. Yeah. 516. Yeah. So, I was just checking the phone number to make sure the number's right, because I sent out quite a few texts. I just want to make sure that I have all my numbers right when I send them out. 615-516, right? Okay. Let's get into it. We're talking about love, okay? This is Elohim, your host for this evening, and first of all, the 1%, I always talk about the 1%, because they have a strong agenda for you. They have a strong agenda for everybody. They need slaves. They need a way to get in there and get your eyes with each other and get you fussing and fighting with each other, and that makes it good for them. Chaos is good for them. You know, we got that semi-1%er. You know, 1%. You don't make enough money to be a 1%er. Got the semi-1%er in office right now, and he's creating as much chaos as possible because they like chaos. Because through chaos, they can manipulate the people, get one group and another group, just like a dad, like this or that. And that's how they make their money, okay? Now, first of all, let's start by talking about what love actually is. Love is not this emotional thing where you see somebody and you just fall dead over them, stalk them, and all that kind of stuff. You know they don't want you. That's not what love is. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, if you see somebody that you want to live life with, living life with a person or loving a person, two different things. Because you see somebody and you're upwardly mobile, you're building, trying to do something, this person will make a good fit in your business and what you're trying to do. Well, this might be somebody that you want to live life together, you know? But in order to love that person, you have to actually, the two of you would have to actually know what love is. And you have to work on your love. Love won't just come, love just don't come easy. You have to work on love. Love is something that you have to work at, okay? And, love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, you got to think about that. Now, they didn't say love is the act that makes you feel good, because the other person that you're trying to love is supposed to make you feel good, and you're supposed to make them feel good. That's what this love is all about. That's what's going on when we talk about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, we're going to go through the whole show. We're dealing with the whole show with about love. I know at between 8 and 9, I'm up against a lot of competition, but this is prime time, so there's a lot going on, TV shows, everything else between 8 and 9. And it's good that people will take the time and spend this 1 hour with me. I appreciate that. Now that you understand that love is the act that makes others feel good, let's get into why we attach ourselves to each other in the first place. First off, when you first meet each other, you'd be acting so nice to each other. She's cooking, you're taking out the dinner, and she's trying to figure out your favorite foods. You're trying to figure out what she likes and all that. And it's just back and forth, just all good feelings. Well, when you put that kind of interest into a person, showing them that, that's what binds them emotionally to you. And when you hook up, they want that same emotional bond that you have to continue. They don't want it to stop. They want it to keep going. You feel me? And this is what you need to do, you know. Go back. If you're in a relationship, go back to when you first met the person. And what y'all was going through and how you had to show that person how interested you was and what you was willing to do to be their friend and keep in tune with them and all that, calling them back and forth every 2 minutes, you know, things like that. Go back to that, because that is actually the love, because all those things that you were doing literally was making that person feel good, you know? And that's what this whole thing is about, making each other feel good. Now, here's a question that I'm throwing out. Why did the Egyptians put so much emphasis on the heart? What most people don't realize is that the heart has a neural net that communicates with the mind, okay? And what actually communicates with the brain. Now, the and the brain is what the mind uses to communicate through. So, with that neural net in the heart, that heart actually remembers what's going on, and it gives off a pheromone that make you feel a certain way about a person, especially if the person has done something to you that didn't make you feel good. And people have a tendency to do that to each other. They have a tendency to do things to each other that don't make the other person feel good, you know? And when that takes place, you kind of, those pheromones kick in, and that feeling comes up. You say, ooh, that person, you know, I don't like this person, I don't like that person. And you don't like them because of their actions, because of what they did. And the heart remembers, that's something to think about. Your heart remembers what the person did. Every time you think about, well, maybe we can get back together, your heart took them pheromones out. And you say, well, I got to think about this for a minute, because there was a lot of pain there. There was a lot of hurt there, because I expected this person to do one thing, and they actually did something else. And most of the time, it's actually because they really didn't know what love is or what love was, okay? And that's part of the whole thing. We generally don't know what love is, so we don't know how to practice love. Now, a friend of mine back in the day when I was younger, he used to tell me that love is an art. There's an art to love, yes. The art to love is the anytime you think of something, it's not going to make the other person feel good, okay? And don't commit the act. Don't commit any acts that's not going to make the other person feel good, you know? Jesus told us one time to love our enemies, and I'd be saying to myself, this brother's got to be out of his mind. I'm not trying to kill and cut the person's head off. You want me to love him? I don't think so, you know? But then when I figured out what love was, then I understood. Because even your enemies, if you treat them out of love, acts that only make them feel good, they will stop being your enemy and you guys will become friends, okay? So now, a lot of people know what love is and tend to aggravate the person anyway, you know? And that's a good way to wind up in a fist fight, you know? So it's always best if you're learning a person, learn the good things about them, the things that you do to make them feel good. Now, when you're in a relationship, now that's where it gets tricky, because you have to separate love from living life together. Okay, I mentioned living life together a little earlier. If you're living life together, right, that's one thing. You know, what's the difference between living life together and love? Now, the guys think living life together is love. Oh, I pay the bills, and I make sure this is get done, and I make sure that the grass is cut, the trash go out, and I walk the dog and help out with the children. That's not loving the person. That's living life together. So you have a shared agreement, but you should have a shared agreement, as to what each other is going to do in reference to living life together. See, that's important. When you're living life together, that's one thing. But see, love, when you're trying to love a person, you know, it's the little things that make the difference, you know? what kind of food they like, what kind of ice cream they bring home, what kind of cake that they might want to eat, what makes them feel good when they get down. Some people, in a relationship, just a simple thing like making pancakes for them once in a while. Something as simple as that. The things that they really like, you know. And then you should know their sizes and things of that nature, you know. I got somebody trying to get in, and I'm actually, okay, I'm going to take this call, but this is, okay. Okay, kind of got me all messed up here. Oh, mic on hold. Oh, boy, never took that call. But at any rate, we're on the radio right now, and those who... I'm not sure because my other phone is not plugged in, so I don't know if I'm broadcasting or not. I took that call. I don't want to hang up because it's hard to get back in on a live broadcast when you hang up. So I'm going to keep talking until, still, Mike, if you listen to me, you need to hold up on the line, hang up on me, and call the radio show. The radio show is, that number is 516-453-9230, okay? And that'll put you back to broadcasting. That'll put me back on the show. Now, if you don't hang up, I really don't know who's on hold or who I'm talking to right now, okay? But I'm going to continue for a few minutes and see what happens here. At any rate, we're talking about relationships, how relationships work, what they do, what they don't do, and things of that nature, okay? So, let me see, where was I at here? That one phone call interrupted my train of thought. I did have a little flow going here. Now, we went through why did the Egyptians put so much emphasis on heart as the light of our feather, because they knew, the Egyptians knew, that how important the heart is, and that the heart has a neural net in it, you know. Mike is still on the line, so I don't know if I'm talking to the broadcast or I'm talking to Mike. My phone said Mike is on hold, so I'm going to keep talking because I only have one line open today because I broke the other phone. So I got one line. I can't tell exactly what's going on, who I'm talking to, what this is all about. But Mike, if you are listening, hang up on this line and call the radio station, which is 516-453-9230, okay? You know what?
Brother Lehigh, right?
Yeah, I just merged the two lines, so both lines are coming in together. So if you can hear me, hang up on this line and call the radio station, which is 516-453-9230.
Hello?
Yes, and that will put you on the radio.
Hey, I had the phone, the speaker was low.
Yeah, but you have to see now. We're on the air. I'm on the air.
Okay.
Call the radio station 516-453-9230.
Okay, let me write it down.
Okay.
I called you to see if you wanted to.
Call the radio. I'm on the air. Mike, call the radio station. I'm on the air. You're broadcasting. 516, call this number. 516-453-9230. Okay? So hang up on this line.
516.
Yeah, hang up on this line and call
516-453-9230.
Okay? Oh, boy.
516-453-9230.
9230, but I need you to hang up on this line here.
Okay, give me the last four before you hang up.
9230.
Just phone, I can't hardly hear you. 9-something-3-0.
9230.
9230.
Right. So I need you to hang up on this line.
516-453-9230.
Right. So hang up on this line here, okay?
Okay, I'm going to call right now.
I need you to hang up on this line.
Let me call it right now so it don't disappear off my phone.
But you have to hang up on this line here because I don't know whether I'm on the station or I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
What? Oh my God, man!
You have to hang up on this line because you're broadcasting through the station.
I got a feeling you're gonna hang up, and then the whole phone number is gonna disappear off the phone.
Hang up on this line. Okay, so I'm back on the air. I had to do whatever I had to do to get that call situated. Now, what I'm going to do, 6439, I guess that's, if that's you, Mike, press 1. Let me know that you want to say something. In fact, I'm just going to open your mic up right now, okay, because right, we're live. Okay, so now 6439, your mic is open.
Just listening in on the show.
Mic? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for Stone Mike. Okay, well, he interrupted my flow here. I told him to hang up, so we'll see what's going on. But if you have a comment or you want to say anything as the show progresses, just press 1. And that'll let me know that you do have a comment and that we're going and that you want to chit chat, okay? And in the meantime, I want to continue with the show. Oh my goodness. Somebody called on the line that I'm broadcasting from, and I took the call, and I wanted them to hang up and call into the show because they were broadcasting on the line with me, and everything they were saying was coming through. Okay, and I'm still a little jittery with the phones here, you know. So basically, we're talking about love. We're talking about why people are having so much trouble with relationships, you know. And because the 1% don't really want us in tune with love. And this is why we don't actually know what love is, and they don't actually teach us really what love is. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're in a relationship, every act that you commit is very important. And if you only make acts that make the other person feel good, then your relationship will be strong. It will be stable. But then there's a difference between loving each other and living life together. This is what we were discussing a few minutes ago before I got interrupted here. Now, a lot of times you meet a person and you're upwardly mobile, you're building business, and this person will make a great person and live life together with you. But you have to work hard at loving each other to get that emotional bond. Now, when you first meet a person, y'all be going out, taking care of each other, doing things with each other, and you develop emotional bond, and that person attaches that emotional bond to the acts that you were committing in the beginning of the relationship. And what most of us don't realize is that those acts are actually the love, because love is the act that makes others feel good. And when you're committing these acts and making the other person feel good, they attach, and there's an emotional attachment they attach to you, and that's where everything begins. Now, about a year later, the people that don't know what love is, they change. And all of a sudden you're saying, this ain't the guy I met last year. Who in the world is this guy that ever see drive? I don't even know this person here. I've known people that's been married for 18 years and say, this person, they don't know me at all, you know, because a lot of guys deal with living life together as love. That's not love, you know. When you're living life together, you're living life together. You've decided to share your lives together, you know, who are taking care of the children and who's going shopping and who's going to pay the bills and who's going to walk the dog, you know. Well, that's living life together. But that's not you loving each other, see. Loving each other is when you're learning all of the little things. Now, the guys have a lot of trouble with that. It's about the little things, what kind of ice cream they like, what's her shoe size, what gives her a headache, what pisses her off, what kind of TV show she like, what's her favorite cartoon when she was little. All these little things make a big difference when you're loving someone, okay? You're going out, there's no Rocky Road ice cream in the refrigerator, and you know she's the only one in the house that likes that Rocky Road. Make sure you bring some back, because that act will make her say, oh, man, he brought me back some Rocky Road. Boy, oh, bless his heart. See what I'm saying? That's the actual love. I make the statement a few times here about women. They practice the art of love, but men don't, because men think that living life together is love, and it's not, you know. You give a female some money, she will dress her man from head to toe, and everything will fit. He will be sharp and looking good. Give a guy the money, man, he won't even know what, he won't have a clue. He had to call around, what size she wear, man? I don't kind of dress her, but I don't know what she does, because he hasn't taken the time to literally get to know her. And this is where the guys mess up. They need to spend more time learning about her, you see. And then I'm watching the movie Enemy of the State, and Will Smith was in the store buying a bra for his wife. And she said, and the lady in the store said, well, what size? He said, I don't know, that size. Now, he played with them things every night and don't even know what size they is. So he's not learning her. He's so busy living life with her, you know, helping her take care of the children, helping her pay the bills, stuff like that. But he's forgot that he needs to love her, and she needs that love. She's like, the guys need that love. Sisters have to give the guys just the love. Most sisters do. Most of the females, they love the guy, you know. They know how to love. It's the guys, basically, that literally have to learn how to love. you know. And this is where we have so much trouble in relationships, you know. Some people, living life together is enough, because you need, sometimes you need that partner, business partner, you know. And living life with that person is all you need to keep y'all two together, because you're creating businesses, you're doing this, you're doing that. And you know that person is going to be there at critical times to help you with financing and all this, because of talking to people, meeting people to keep the business going. So some relationships is just about living life together, you know. Somewhere down the line, because they haven't betrayed each other, they haven't misused each other's trust, so somewhere down the line, they begin to fall in love with each other. And what I was saying earlier on the show is that the heart has a neural net in it that communicates with the brain. A lot of people don't know that. But the heart has a neural net, and it does communicate. That's why the Egyptians spent so much time, okay, so much time dealing with love, you know, dealing with the heart. If you go back into your history, Egyptian history, Kemetic history, however you want to say it, but if you go back into your history, you spend a lot of time about the heart being light as a feather, the heart being pure and all the system, because the heart actually remembers, and the heart gives off pheromones to make you feel good or not feel good about a person. So when you're in a relationship, it's all about the acts that you commit. If you're going to commit acts that don't make the other person feel good, when it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. Because you, the acts that you commit, that's what it's all about. I mean, I remember from going to Sunday school, somebody told me, Jesus said to love your enemies. I'm saying, somebody got to be crazy. This brother got to be out of his mind. Love my enemy? Hey, I'm trying to cut the person's head off and kill him. You want me to love him? But once you understand what love is, if you commit only acts that make your enemy feel good, eventually won't be your enemy. That enemy will become your friend, because that enemy will realize, I can trust this guy. I can trust this female, because whatever I do, they have never done anything to not make me feel good, you know? So they'll begin thinking differently about you, because, see, you've learned the art of love. Love is art. And it's in that art form of watching your actions, committing the right acts to people, to the person that you're involved with, or to just two people in general, you will gain many, many, many friends. Many, many people will begin to like you. Oh, they're so nice. They're such a good person. See what I'm saying? Because you actually know what love is. Now, you have a lot of people that know what love is and will use that to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? So if you looking for them to make acts that make you feel good, and you committing acts that make them feel good, it's hard for them to take advantage of you, because you're not going to get into anything or any scheme that they have where both parties don't benefit. If both parties don't benefit, okay, then that's how people get conned. Because if I'm getting something and you're not getting something out of the deal, something's wrong with the deal. Both parties have to benefit. So when they lopside a deal to you where they're not getting quite as much as you, it's not an even deal, something's wrong. You know, that's the little saying, too good to be true. Something's wrong with the deal, because everything's stacked in your favor. Who's going to enter into a deal that's smart, stack everything in your favor where they're not getting anything? So what they're trying to do is lure you into a trap where they can take all of what you have, because you're thinking in terms of taking what they have, and you wind up in a trap. So if you practice the art of love, not enter into anything unless it makes the other person feel good, you know, then you're on the right track. You're beginning to understand love, how it works and what it's all about. But just remember, love is the act that make others feel good, okay? And don't be doing things to make the person that you're unless you're jealous. That's the worst thing you can do. Well, I've got to check him. So let me see if he really loves me. You're creating pheromones in the person's heart to make them not feel so good about you as they were before. Don't try to make your spouse jealous. That's the worst thing in the world you can do, okay? love the person, but mostly it's about you showing that you love that person, because you know that they like that steak. You know that they like that fish a certain way. You know that what kind of car they like, what kind of shoes they wear, socks they wear, what kind of bra they wear, what kind of panties a person wear, what type of, you ask most guys, you know, what type of lipstick do your wife like? What type of mascara does she wear? What type of rouge does she like to put on her face, you know? What type of creams does she clean her face with? Yeah, if the guys won't know, they won't have a clue. You follow what I'm saying? But if you ask the female what type of cologne he wears, what type of this he does, they'll tell you in a heartbeat, you know? Because they like doing things that make you feel good. That's just seems to be part of their makeup. And the guys, you have to reciprocate. You have to begin to give those same acts that she's giving to you to her. Because remember, love is the act to make others feel good. You're not doing things to make you feel good. You're doing things to make the people around you feel good. And they're supposed to do the same thing to you. And then when y'all get together, it's just one big feel-good session. Everybody's feeling great towards each other, you know? And the guys especially have to learn how to love. Some guys figure it out, and they stay married for 20, 30 years, you know? But you have to, but the guys have to figure it out, and the guys don't know. And some females are growing up in the wrong atmosphere, you know? Like if they're, like when their parents, if the dad beats the daughter, men are never supposed to beat their daughters, ever. Because that makes your daughter think that if the guy is not beating on her, he don't love her. You know, I got daughters. I've never hit my daughter. Now, I spanked the boys once just to let them know that if I say it, I'll do it, I will do it. But that's about it, you know. Men never spank your daughters, okay? Now, females, it's not a good idea, okay, for you to spank those boys. I know you do. My mama spanked me. Man, she got a boy. Whatever she got her hands on, she got mad. She come out the extension cord, whatever it is was in her hand. When we dealing with my mom, we had to look back and see where she at, see what she doing before we piss her off, you know, because she's coming at you whatever she had. But that's not good. That's not good for the females to beat the boys. See what I'm saying? Because they think that they're supposed to be in a subservient situation when they're in a relationship, okay? And this is how men get taken advantage of by females. Females will take advantage of that situation because the guys think that they're supposed to be subservient in such a way that they can be used, you know? And that's not love, okay? So if the boy is doing something, let dad be. If the girl is doing something, let mom be. You know what I'm saying? But don't go back and forth beating each other like that, because there's so many different ways to handle it. I think we got a hand up here, so I'm gonna always open the mic up right away. 2112. Your mic is open. You have a comment or
something to say? What was that, Allegheny? Yo, let me out.
Yeah, your mic is open. You're in the air. You have a comment or something you want to say here? Let's show.
Huh?
It's still mic screwing up again.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah, you're in the air. You have a comment or something you want to say? Okay. But he pressed one, so I'm going to actually, I'm going to leave the mic open for a minute and see if he actually jumps in. But 2112, your mic is open. So if you have a comment or something, you can jump in at any time and make it if you want to, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to keep the show going here. If your mic get too loud, I'm going to cut the mic off. who that is. Okay, so where are we at? Oh, we're talking about love and the act of love and what love is. This guy, this second time he disrupted himself here. Now, yeah, so basically we're dealing with how, what part of a relationship is important, and we're dealing with the little things that make the relationship gel, you know? And we're dealing with the heart as a neural net now, and also we're talking about how can you improve your relationship, you see what I'm saying? Most relationships go sour because the act of love is not there the way it's supposed to be. So you have to begin committing more acts of love. They call it romance. They say, well, your wife needs to be romance, you know, take her out to dinner and do this and that, you know. But that's not romance. That's the act of love. That's loving your wife, see? So when you say, well, I'm not very romantic, there's no such thing as not being very romantic. Do things that your spouse appreciates, okay? That's not romantic. That's loving your spouse. See, they just throw these terms out there and give these meanings to them, and they make the meanings abstract so that they're so convoluted that you really don't understand. You really don't know how to deal with the terms that they're throwing at you. You know what I mean? So at this point, I'm a little bit behind here, so I'm going to go ahead and do my commercial. This is Emerson Speaks Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. The calling number is 516-453-9230. We go through a myriad of things, but mostly we deal with solutions. We don't talk about the problem unless we can give you a solution for the problem, okay? And that's basically what's going on. And so that's what we do. When you call into this show, you know, if you're all about solutions for what's going on out there, this is the place to be. This is the show to call, okay? Now we also have
Max running?
Legacy of a Nation. Okay, he's I don't know what he's doing there, but we're gonna cut his mic back off. He's disrupting the show. I'm gonna have to call him after the show. What's on his mind? Then you have Mac, Legacy of a Nation, and 77.2. This show comes on every Saturday, and the calling number for that show is 319-527-6199. That's Saturday at 6 p.m. So he's on every Saturday at 6 p.m., and I think you can get a little bit out of the show. He talks about why we're here, we were here first, and things like that. It gives you a little bit of history of what's going on, okay? Now we have a Queen Sister Tiara. Her show is on from Tuesday to Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., that number is 927-889-8059. I like her show because she keeps it real, you know. And if you step out of line, she will tell you about yourself, okay? Now we have a spoken word. That's Sister Tammy. That's Brother Will's sister. She's on every, she's on YouTube. So you can catch her on YouTube, and she can tell you what's going on about her show, and she'll give some information. But she speaks some pretty good stuff out there, okay? And we will be having a new show coming soon, the UNA News Hour. Listen up for it and the date, okay? So now let's get back into the show here. We're doing a full show on love today, okay? So if you have any questions or anything you want to say, just press 1 on your mic, open up your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question, okay? I don't know what happened to Mike, but hopefully he'll hang up. Hopefully he'll press 1 to get off the air, then press 1 back again and let me know that he's got something to say. But I don't think he knows that. So, but he was making too much noise out there, and they disrupting the show, so I had to cut his mic off. Okay. Now. The next thing that we want to deal with is we want to go into why is charity so important in a relationship, you know? When we think about charity, now, our natural culture is reap what you sow, okay? That's our natural culture. Now, there's two cultures that we deal with. We have the culture of dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest. There's a lot of numbers that's coming on and cutting off. My daughter called. She said the number was cut off. They was cutting the numbers off automatically, and they had to keep calling back in to get back on the air. And I hope that's not what's going on now, because I'm seeing numbers disappear, and then they're calling back in, and they're disappearing again. I'm going to check with the radio people and make sure that make sure that that's not a problem from on my end. That's a problem on their end, okay? So the next part of this adventure is why is charity so important in a relationship, okay? Charity is, like I said, we come from a natural culture. Reap what you sow. That's our natural culture, okay? What you do will come back to you. Just like what you think about, you bring about. I see there's different parts of that culture. They've been giving this culture back to us because we didn't know that it's our culture. They give them CDs and DVDs on our culture. You're thinking it's something new, you know? With this one thing they call it's the secret. You know, it's a secret to you because you haven't been involved in your culture. So now as they come out with the secret, what you think about, you bring about. Well, that's reap what you sow. See, that's all part of our culture. And the charity that you do, even according to the Bible, when you do charity, it comes back to you 100-fold, you know? That's why when you're out there in the street, you should never pass a homeless person with a sign without giving them a nickel, dime, quarter, something, you know? Because that comes back to you 100-fold. That's how this whole thing works. What you do comes back to you. Now you say, well, wait a minute. These people have been committing all these atrocities and all this stuff on us, and it ain't come back on them. It's been coming back on them for the last 100 years. All the atrocity stuff they've been committing, they're coming back on them. With the stock market crash, World War I, World War II, you know. Mostly white folks dying in those wars, you know. We had 50 million. 50 million of them died in the Second World War. So it's all coming back to them. And when the Third World War hit, it's coming. Maybe not in, I can't say not in my lifetime because I'm planning on being here for another 130 years. But it's coming. And when it comes, the targets are going to be European against European. That's mostly going to be the targets, you know. And once they do that, and they lost their grip on the planet during the Second World War. That's how India got free, Pakistan got free, the Vietnamese got free. So many countries got free because of the Second World War. They just didn't have the strength to hold on to these countries, you know. So they were trying to do it. So they switched from the physical hold to the economic hold to keep their hold on these countries, you know. So I think I'm rambling a little bit, but we're talking about charity. So what you do comes back to you, okay? And you have to keep that in mind. And it comes back to you vehemently. It comes back to you 100-fold. That's how this whole thing works. And that's written in our DNA. That's why we haven't started just wiping the Europeans out for the things that they've done to us. And they've done some terrible things. Boy, have they done some terrible things. And they're still committing some of these atrocities now. And all this is going to come back on them sooner than you think. The things they're committing, the crimes they're committing on their children and things like that, you know. So charity is very important. So when you think about charity under our culture of be what you sow, charity is very important because it does come back. So I see a lot of numbers in and out, in and out. And I don't know whether it's the radio or something that I'm doing, you know. My daughter last week, she said that she had to keep calling back in because the number kept getting dropped, you know. And I didn't talk to the people about it, but I think I will this time because the same thing is happening now with multiple callers, you know. But the people that are on the line, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let me know that I'm not here by myself. Somebody has enough interest in solutions to the different things and the problems that's going on right now, you know. And you'd be surprised at how many actual solutions is in the Bible. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, you know. Now, before we run out of time, we got about 15 minutes here. I'm going to go through something, a little biblical thing. I think we need to know because they keep so much information from us, you know, and this is very important, okay? Here's the next thing that's up on the board. What happens when you pray, you know? Now, people talk about prayer and prayer and all that, but what happens when you pray? Now, I'm going to make this quick. I'm not going to go through a whole lecture on this. Just going to make it quick just to give you a brief overview. what happens when you pray, okay? When it says in the beginning, right, made man, he made man and women, but then he created them in his image. Made and created is two different things, see, because God is spirit. So that when he created you, and I'm saying he, but, you know, we'll deal with that another time. But when he created you in his image, he's talking about the spiritual content that's inside you. That spiritual person, that's the image of God, okay? This meat suit that you're running around in, that's not the real you. See, that's what makes the meat suit move, the energy. That energy that's in you, that's what makes the meat suit do what it's supposed to do. You got animals that weren't created in the image of God. They can't do what you do. They can't think. They can't build. They can't, it's not so much that they can do because they weren't created in the image of God. They were created with spirit. That spirit energy is what makes the physical do what it's got to do, but that's not the image of God, okay? Now, this spirit energy is what we call Christ consciousness, the energy of Christ. Now, you're saying, wait a minute, brother, this is 2018. You're talking about some Christ energy. We got machines and everything. Well, we can see energy, you know? We can't, there's no physical evidence that this Christ energy exists. It is. But they're just not telling you. They do like they do with everything to you. They rename stuff and give you these cockamamie explanations in your dictionary, and you flow with this. Well, this means that, and this means that, but it don't. If you ever watch Star Trek, when they talk about deep space, okay, when they talk about subspace, that's Christ's energy they talk about. If you ever listen to the scientists, when they start talking about dark matter, that's the Christ energy. They know it's there, but they're not going to give it to you the way so that you'll understand it and begin to use it. Now, they look at this dark matter. They can't touch it. They can see it, but they can't use it because they don't – they. I believe that they know more about it than what they're telling you because they don't want you to use it because it's yours to use. See, this dark matter flows through everything in the universe. It rubs up against your every atom, every molecule in your body. And you know when something rubs up against something else, there's a friction that takes place. If you rub your hands together real hard, it creates a friction, and your hands heat up. If you put a machine on those hands will be giving off light because of the heat energy, okay? Now, when those molecules from the dark, when those dark matter rubs up against your atoms and your molecules, it gives off an energy, a heat energy, which turns into light. This is where your aura is coming from, okay? Now, you have pockets in your body that collect this aura. See what I'm saying? Those pockets that collect the aura is called chakras. You never heard this stuff before, but it's called chakras. Now, how do you release this Christ energy that builds up in your chakras? You release it through prayer. You can focus this energy on another person to help them out in what they're doing in their everyday occurrence. This is how you use the energy that they're calling dark matter that they can't touch and don't know what to do with. You know what I'm saying? We know, see what I'm saying, because it's in our DNA. You say, well, Raheem, how do you figure this out? It's locked in your DNA. The information, you'd be amazed at the information that's locked in your DNA. When you think about it, you bring it about. What you think about, you bring about. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't think about this stuff, you won't bring it about. You have conscious questions and unconscious questions. I'll give you an example. When somebody asks you, what kind of diet you on? That's an unconscious question. Their mind will wonder, well, I'm not really on a diet, yada, yada, yada. You know, well, I'm on a vegan diet, and they go through this. But the conscious question is, why are you eating? You see what I'm saying? Then they got to think, what do you mean, why I'm eating? You know, I'm eating to stay alive, I'm eating to do this. But, see, you have conscious questions and unconscious questions. And they like for you to ask the unconscious questions so that your consciousness don't wake up. Because once your conscious wakes up, okay, it begins to create more synaptic nerves in your brain so that your brain can handle more information from your mind. something to think about. Yeah, your brain and your mind are two different things. I see there's a number on the line, and I normally give him a few minutes. We only got about 10 minutes here. I see Brother Max on the line. So I'm going to give him a few minutes to talk about his show and his what he's got coming up for us next week. So we'll get back into why or what happens when you pray, okay? This is what happens when you pray. You're releasing the Christ energy that's built up in your chakras. I just want to go over this one more time because I know a lot of us don't hear this kind of talk, okay? They got us speaking spooky, like we don't know what's going on, but this is scientific evidence. This can be verified. What I'm saying right now can be verified by the scientists. They just calling everything by different names, okay? So you don't know what it is, okay? But when you pray for somebody, you're releasing kinetic, well, it's not kinetic energy, it's dark matter. They call it dark matter. Most of us are familiar with the term dark matter, but it's Christ conscious energy, that energy that was there in the beginning that was created in you. That's the image of God. That's the image of the Creator. I'm not going to say the image of God, but that's the image of the Creator. And you are in the image of the Creator. That's why you're able to create so much. Before I get to ramble too much, let me open up Brother Mike's mic. Brother Mike, how you doing? Brother Mike, how you doing today, brother?
Good to hear you. Oh, very fine, Brother Elohim. Good evening, sir. And
pretty good.
thank you. Thank you for the acknowledgement. I have a question. This information. This information is profound, but it's familiar and yet it's new. The way that you present it gives a whole new twist to the things that we have always been taught. And when you point out the Bible from which we have been taught. When you explain it, there's a whole new language there that's inside of the one that we're accustomed to, and your take on praying as a link to the universe. It's a concept that we sort of have to backtrack and cover over some of the emotions that arise when we think of the Bible and its teachings in the traditional sense. For instance, we're taught that it's blasphemous to even question God, the existence of God in any sense other than the traditional ones that we have been taught by way of the King James Bible. And my goodness, I think I can truly say. You got me thinking in a way that I had not thought before, and as a result, you got me confused. What are you going to do about this?
Well, I don't have you confused. They have you confused. That's the big thing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Because they put abstract meanings on the terms when it locks into our cosmic selves. So the term, the meanings that they give us are so convoluted. You know, that we can't really lock on to, well, this is actually what I need to do in reference to this information, you know. So it's like when they say love, you know. I mean, you can walk, 9 out of 10 people will give you a different answer when you ask them what love is, you know. But
right,
love
right.
is actually make others feel good. See, once they learn that and understand that, you see what I'm saying, then it becomes very simple, you know. It's not as complicated as you might think, you know. So this is what they do. All this is designed to keep you in a position so that you won't think the kind of thoughts that will give you the answers to make you IBM instead of working for IBM. And that's the difference in the thought process. If you're thinking properly, you become IBM. You become these big, powerful corporations if you're thinking properly. But if you're not thinking properly, you're only thinking about working for these people because you don't think you have enough brain power or self-esteem to do that. But once you realize that you are actually part of the creative aspect of the entire universe coming through the consciousness that was created in you, which is the image of the creator, then you're saying, I got that kind of power? Yes, you do. See, the European, the 1%, I didn't say European because they got 1% in all colors. The 1%, they learned this from the Bible, you know, and they're teaching you in such a way that you don't get it from the Bible because they don't want you to challenge them. You know what I'm saying? The 99% is way more powerful than the 1%. But the power of the 99% is unity. Without the unity, the 1% win every time. See, because there's a difference in resources, you know? So, you know, they give it back to you, but you're not sure what to do with it. What you think about is what you bring about. If you think about these things and you pray on them, knowing that you're releasing conscious energy into the prayer to bring about what you pray for, then prayer takes on a whole new meaning.
Yes,
so when you pray with somebody else, you're releasing this conscious energy to help the other person, and it helps their lives and everything that's going on. So you are actually carrying power. Okay, I mean it's and when the more of us get together praying, that's why they talk about people of like minds. When more of us get together praying on the same thing in the same direction, because thought travels at 24 billion miles per second, which means that they can measure thought, and if they can measure it, it's the same. So when it goes out, it has weight. So the more people thinking along the same lines carries weight, and that weight interacts with the energy that's surrounding everybody, and it creates change. That's why things happen from the grassroots or from the people. Most change happens from the grassroots up. But I'm gonna stop right now and let you grab the phone a little bit about your show. I got 2 minutes. Grab, brother man.
Well, thank you, brother Elohim. My show, Legacy of a Nation, comes on Saturday evening, every Saturday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And the call-in number I'm going to give to you, 319-527-6199. We talk on three main topics, but the mission of my show is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And the Aboriginal community, as we describe it, is us, we descendants of slaves. And we contend that we were here in the Americas and all of the Caribbean islands when Columbus came. He found us here by way of our ancestors. And that the Europeans have conspired to cover up that knowledge and to tell us that we came from Africa. And so to learn more and to receive proof of it, 6 to 7 p.m. Every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet, or snow, regardless of the weather. So we invite you to call in and listen if you care to, and you can also as on Brother Elohim's show here, you can ask questions and you can make comments. Thank you, Brother Elohim. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. We got about 30 seconds left. I just wanted to say one more thing before I close out with these last 30 seconds here, is that if you think that we're making this stuff up about Christ and the consciousness, the Egyptians spell Christ, K-R-S-T. And on every moose, Rob, before they put it in the ground, they wrote the term Christ on them. This energy goes back to the beginning. I only got about 10 seconds, so I just want to let you know that this energy has been around for a while. Google KRST. They got KRST Radio, KRST everything. They got all this stuff going on in the name of Christ, but you don't know it because you didn't know that KRST means Christ in the Kemetic language. With that, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody so much for calling in. Thank you, Brother Mac, for that powerful question that you asked. And we will see you again next Sunday. Just remember, I love you, and love is always the answer. Peace.
Peace, good brother. Be well.